This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. John Kerry campaigns in North Carolina this morning. It is his second visit so far this summer. 4 years ago, President Bush won North Carolina by 13 points, part of a regional sweep that saw Mr. Bush prevail in every southern state. This year, Democrats are vowing to make the South more competitive. From Chapel Hill, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
With today's visit, John Kerry ventures into a part of the country that Al Gore didn't spend much time in during the 2000 campaign. Other than Florida and his native Tennessee, Gore virtually ignored the South 4 years ago. And in the 2000 election, most Southern voters ignored him. It's a strategy Democrats say they do not plan to repeat this year. Kerry campaign spokesman Ron Eckstein says the Massachusetts senator is serious about competing throughout the region.
There are a number of states that we are all amped up through the South, from Virginia to North Carolina, Arkansas, Louisiana, Florida, of course. So, it's a different game this time.
Eckstein is working in Kerry's newly opened North Carolina office. Gore didn't have an office here 4 years ago. But with home state Senator John Edwards on the ticket, Democrats hope North Carolina is in play this year. Kerry has hired staff here and run TV ads, while his volunteers already are working phone banks, organizing a get-out-the-vote effort.
Hello, this is Isaac from Victory 2004. Thank you very much for your support. Will you need a ride to the polls in November?
Eckstein says the economy makes President Bush vulnerable in the South, where industries like textiles and furniture have lost thousands of jobs. Similar economic concerns helped Bill Clinton win 4 southern states in 1992 over the first President Bush. Still, political analysts are quick to say that Kerry, with his New England pedigree, faces long odds in this part of the country. Farrell Gilry teaches Southern politics at the University of North Carolina.
Senator Kerry does not fit the profile in his personal background, in his regional upbringing, that Southern voters would look for in a strong candidate. Unlike Clinton, he is not Bubba. So he's not a natural fit in this region.
Not surprisingly, most of the Democratic campaign stops in the South this month have been headlined not by Kerry, but by his running mate.
The next Vice President of the United States, John Edwards!
This week, Senator Edwards held this rally in Georgia and also visited Arkansas, Alabama, and Louisiana. Only rarely have vice presidential nominees had much impact on the outcome of an election, but Edwards is hoping his regional roots will warm up Southern voters.
Boy, it's great to be back in Georgia. It's also great to be in a place where people talk a little bit like I do. I feel very much at home here.
As Kerry and Edwards have invested time and money in the South, so too has the Bush-Cheney campaign. Republicans are airing TV ads in states that they won 4 years ago without a fight. And last month, the president came to North Carolina just one day after Kerry made Edwards his running mate. During that trip, Mr. Bush expressed no concern about his Southern support.
I'm going to carry the South because the people understand that we share values, that they understand. They know me well. And I believe that I did well in the South last time. I'm going to do well in the South this time.
Polls suggest the president leads in most of the South, though the race is tight in several states. Democrats concede that Kerry, at best, can hope to win only a few of those states, but in a close election, that may be all he needs to win the White House. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.